dealing with the baggage. You get together with someone along with trying to help them out. You realize that they have some baggage, but in trying to help them out, you realize that they have more baggage than what you first realized. Yes, this includes baggage that they may have knowingly failed to tell you about until it was right there in front of you, ready to be put onto your back. Dealing with the baggage. What's more, you realize that not only do they have baggage, you realize that they also have boxes too that are more worrisome and heavy than the baggage, but it's all grouped in together to be dealt with. Dealing with the baggage. Yeah, you know it gets more heavy and weighs you down, especially when you realize that the person whose baggage that you're dealing with and helping with, they aren't really helping you nor themselves. Yes, they have dumped the majority, if not all of their baggage, past, current, and future, onto you. In addition, you directly or indirectly become victimized by this baggage that belongs to the one that you're helping. But the only other problem is that you're doing most of the helping, if not all of the helping, and the person of whom the baggage actually belongs to is sitting back with their feet propped up, so to speak, watching you sweat and suffer with baggage that was never yours to begin with. Then, when you ask them to help you with their own baggage, they get upset and lay guilt trips and sympathy trips on you, including having you get them a glass of lemonade and water when it's you whom actually needs the lemonade and water because of all of the hard work and sweat that you've put out on their baggage. Plus, you realize that they've even loaded more baggage onto you. Yeah, dealing with the baggage. Yeah, in dealing with the baggage, you're so weary that you load as much as you can onto your own car. But the baggage is so heavy that after a few trips, the transmission in your car goes out because of the baggage being so heavy. You now have to unload all of the baggage off of your car so that the car can be serviced and the transmission replaced.
Can you believe that?
You ask for help from your friends because you realize that no matter how much that you plead and beg for help, that the person whose baggage that it is, you're just wasting your breath. So you call your friends and relatives to help you with this burdensome baggage. And when they see and find out what you're dealing with as far as baggage is concerned, they abruptly moonwalk backwards like Michael Jackson and say, "See ya!" So then you call U-Haul it and rent a truck. Handle all the baggage. You paid all this money for a U-Haul, but you made so many trips. You put down the deposit. You're tired and you're weary. You had to keep the truck so long, you ended up paying more than you anticipated. And you're so tired and weary because the baggage is still heavy and it gets more worrisome. And you're all on your own dealing with the baggage. Woo. Dealing with the baggage. Yeah, you're tired and angry, but people in dealing with the baggage, they want to dump their baggage onto you. This is one of the other ways that people take kindness for weakness. Whether you stay or go, two things are for certain. You've had enough and you're tired of having your kindness taken for weakness. Dealing with the baggage, yeah, enough is enough. Furthermore, God isn't going to put on you more than what you can handle. And you can't help someone who won't help themselves. And helping themselves doesn't mean them helping themselves to your vulnerability and your kindness to in turn bring you down mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. This goes for friends, lovers, spouses, co-workers, relatives, and whomever else. Yeah. Dealing with the baggage.